You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, get your 2014 Cleveland Browns season tickets today. They're on sale right now, so you can secure the best seats at the best prices to cheer on your Cleveland Browns at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. That number again, 440-824-3434. Nathan Zagura, Michael Regai here on another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram will be with us shortly. And we've asked you guys, if you were going to draft two quarterbacks in this class, who are some of those late quarterbacks you're looking at if that's the way you want to go? Or do you think this team should go ahead and bring in a guy like Rex Grossman as the number three? And I'll throw this one out there, too, just to kind of stimulate some discussion. Because, Reg, there have been some rumors, although when I went and actually read the quote, it really wasn't a rumor. It was just speculation.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe a draft day trade for Kirk Cousins still could be in the works to be that third quarterback piece and a guy who could compete and knows Shanahan's offense.
I don't see it happening from the Redskins' perspective, Nathan. Given somewhat of the tenuous nature of where Robert Griffin III is, and he's highly thought of, too, Kirk Cousins, I just don't see Washington wanting to part with him. Now, everything has a price, so I'll give you that, but I don't see it happening just at first blush.
Right, everybody's got a price. I think I tend to agree with you, unless they feel that they want to kind of bring in more of a clear backup to RG3 as opposed to somebody that has been there and not competed with them. It's RG3's team, but nonetheless. The other one that's interesting and a name that was bandied about much more prominently when Mike Lombardi was here, but raises some interest. Some of the moves this offseason has made this interesting to me, and that's Ryan Mallett. Now, Greg Cosell in the Logan Thomas article writes that, you know, right now, there are many in the NFL who believe Mallett is among the 32 best quarterbacks today, but we may never find out. Now, one way to find out would be is if he were moved in a draft day trade. And given the fact that the Patriots have brought in so many quarterbacks for visits and have looked at so many quarterbacks, it almost makes you wonder what exactly is up there. Because either A, they don't love Mallett as the heir apparent to Tom Brady, B, they're 50-50 on him, but if they got the right deal, they would move him and bring in a quarterback this year. But there's something going on there.
Sure, and it makes you wonder. Now, you know, this is kind of, though, Bill Belichick's M.O., Nathan. We know that, right?
Of course.
He is going to bring in everybody he can, sometimes not because he has an interest in them, but he knows that maybe one of his either divisional competitors, you know what I mean?
Of course.
Belichick's been known to do this before, to really get a handle on a guy that maybe he doesn't have a lot of interest in, but somebody else might. So I think it is kind of intriguing. We virtually, and yes, there was high grades attached to and a lot of promise given to Ryan Mallett, but as you mentioned, Nathan, I mean, we don't know. We haven't seen him, and you're not going to see him unless Tom Brady goes down.
Right.
So it's kind of a situation where, again, it's almost like with Mallett, you're going back to what he put out there on game tape his last couple of seasons quarterback in the Arkansas Razorbacks. Don't know about the NFL, even a small sample size during preseason play with Mallett.
No, exactly right. Preseason play is not exactly the best tape for evaluating quarterback prospects. But I do know this from a source that would know that I trust very much, that the Patriots love Teddy Bridgewater.
Mm-hmm.
They love Teddy Bridgewater.
Mm-hmm. I've heard the same, yeah.
Could be interesting if he were to get down to that range in the first round, although I would like to see him wearing the brown and orange if he gets down to 26.
Yeah, you would, right?
Yes, I would.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. All right, 216-578-0850. Talking quarterbacks, do you draft two? And if you do, who are the guys that you like kind of later on? Who are your favorite projects in this draft? William in Shaker Heights joins us now on the phone. What's up, William?
Well, for later rounds, Metzenberger, Zach Metzenberger, I think that he's actually rated number two by Jaworski.
He is number two.
But as far as if I have a blue-chip stock and money's no object, I would feel safer with the blue-chip stock than, say, a stock that's not going to really yield value. Obviously, quarterbacks are up in the second, third round throughout history. they've had some success, but all things being equal, if I have the chance to acquire one of the top three players that almost every person rates as the top three players, why would I pass on that to acquire a second-round draft pick or a third-round draft pick? Doesn't that yield to players such as Charlie Fryer, Colt McCoy?
What are you saying? You're saying, not... don't you, you're saying if, are you talking about a trade down from four to, say, 10? And to pick up a second-rounder, or where you draft a quarterback?
My assumption is the quarterback on the Cleveland Browns, they have probably about as bad a selection as any team in the NFL. They have basically a backup that's a starting quarterback that played two games last year that's diminutive, small guy. It was injured in the third game. They have no backup quarterbacks. They got rid of Campbell. They got rid of Whedon. They're horrible. They need to draft a good quarterback, as good as humanly possible. And I would think, just this is me thinking, people that are rated, if I've got 20 positions and I have positions rating other positions, the top three positions, people that are experts that are rating quarterbacks, and all three, say Bridgewater, obviously Metzenberg, that's a little bit of a aberration with Jaworski, I believe the other one is Bortles. I would try to acquire one of those players, and thinking that Colin Kaepernick, when I think the year that Blaine Gabbert and Christian Ponder were drafted, he was drafted later. That does happen, but why would they assume it's going to happen now? Usually that is the exception. That's an aberration. So I would want to have the best possible chance of landing, securing the best possible quarterback.
And we kind of think they will, too, by the way. We're not suggesting that, right, Nathan? And again, I think we talked about this yesterday, that I'll put it to you this way. I'm going to throw it out to you this way.
Yep.
Bortles, Bridgewater, Manziel, Carr, Garoppolo, Mettenberger. How about if I said that? One of those will be a Cleveland Brown. I'm going to go out and state that.
Okay.
That's what, the top six?
I'd put Murray in that mix.
Okay. Well, I'll add him, too, because, you know, I like Aaron Murray a lot.
Me, too.
We'll throw him in there, too. I think one of those six or seven are definitely going to be a Cleveland Brown.
I agree with that statement wholeheartedly. I think what William was maybe getting at is if – and this is where it gets into the valuation, right? Quarterback is the most important position, but you don't want to force a quarterback. At the same time, the Browns throughout this whole process haven't drafted a quarterback early. Have they used first-round picks on quarterbacks? Yes, but have they ever gone and taken a guy in the top 10? I'm pretty sure only Tim Couch
fits that bill.
Only Couch
is the only one since he's been back.
And by the way, I think if you put Tim Couch on this team and let him start his career in this situation, Tim Couch's pro career could have gone a little bit differently than it did as being the quarterback of an expansion franchise.
Yeah, might have, because it's certainly a much better foundation and
sure.
a system that would be certainly applicable to what he does best.
So the real question, in my mind, is it comes down to value. Because let's be honest about it. If you take the quarterback at four, even though maybe he was rated 15th in this draft class, if he's a success, it's a success.
It doesn't matter.
Right. It doesn't matter.
It only matters
exactly.
If you reach and it busts. Then it matters.
Correct.
Or I say it matters, you're going to get heavily criticized for it.
Correct.
Yeah.
If you think a guy can be your guy just because you happen to be picking at four, now obviously you and I both like the notion of moving back a little bit.
Just a little bit,
picking up
though,
a second, right, staying in the top 10. We agree with that.
I want to go to eight at Minnesota and then get Minnesota's 40 and hopefully get Minnesota's 71 overall.
That's right.
That would be their second and third. So you swap spots, you go to eight. You're still going to get your quality. Then you'd have 8, 26, 35, 41, 42, 71. You get the. What did you and I figure yesterday? If they did that and were able to get Minnesota's 2 and 3 this year, which, by the way, is not far-fetched in addition, right, when you're asking, you're letting them move up four spots.
That would give you four of the first 40 picks. And
that's right.
Seven of the first 72.
And
or six of the first 72 and
eight
seven of the
picks
first 83.
In the first four rounds, two in each round.
Yes. That
would give the Browns.
Two firsts, 2 seconds, 3/3, 2/4 in the best draft ever.
And Nathan, real quick, I want to clarify one thing for Ball. I think I'm going to speak for you on this. If I misspeak, partner, please
I'll let you know.
Jump in and say so. For all those that have jumped on us for saying you're overvaluing draft picks, I'll tell you, I don't normally do that. The only reason I'm suggesting that this year is because of the consensus around the National Football League that every team feels this is a draft where it's so deep, they expect to get starters, solid contributing starters in rounds 3 and 4.
Correct, which is why.
That's why I want to do it. It's an anomaly to this year.
Of course, and it's not like you're moving so far back in the first round. That, though, the same fact that makes it so appealing to you and I is the same fact that could make it difficult to work out such a
Correct.
Deal this year because
yeah.
teams may value
yeah.
those second and third round picks higher than they have
Very
at any
true.
Point in NFL
Very
history.
Very true, yeah.
Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram joins us next here. We'll talk to him about the quarterbacks and much more on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.